You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
For the Archdiocese of Chicago in the Young Adult Ministry Office. We are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single, and we are delighted to be with you this morning. And also with us is Father John Cusick, the Director of the Young Adult Ministry Office. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Dr. Kate. You said Kate, and you're Dr. Kate to me. So
there we go.
We hope everybody's well. It's 8 days before what?
6 days before Thanksgiving. Wow. So eight days. Sorry, Father Cusick. You are right again. You are right again. I'm like, wait a minute. Where are we now?
You can get these. fancy.
Watch the calendar.
You can get these fancy degrees, but I can still count better.
Yes, you can.
And what we're going to do today, folks, is we're going to focus on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And what we mean by that is we have lined up a group of young adult people. And we're just going to ask them about their gratitude and their sense of thanks. My worry, Kate, is that Thanksgiving is really getting lost. Halloween has become this great big deal. And then we go from Halloween to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And too fast.
Yeah, exactly. And not everybody celebrates Halloween. And certainly not everybody. I celebrate Christmas with great gusto. But they're different kinds of things. And yet, the amazing thing is everybody who's alive can give thanks for something.
Yes. And I love Thanksgiving. I love the fact that you can do some really peaceful, wonderful church, and you didn't have to get a whole lot of presents ready.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in charge of the pumpkin pies. I have been for years, and I've gotten pretty good at it. And it's just such a joy to have one thing to do and then to be with some good people for prayer and some good people for the rest of the day.
I will be at my cousin's on Thanksgiving, and Madeline and Tom are just graceful people, and they say, show up at 4 and you can take a nap if you
there
want. Well,
you
that's
go.
A good thing.
There
you know
you
that
go.
Not much is expected, but to be able to look around the table. And I always like the couple Thanksgiving in the Catholic tradition, all the souls. I mean, November is always a time we commemorate our those who have gone before us. And when I sit at my cousin's table, I know where I used to sit when my mother was alive. I knew where I used to sit when her mother was alive. And you give thanks the best way you can for those wonderful people who not only have given us life, but also gave us a certain set of wonderful values of our faith. And I miss them on Thanksgiving. Mm. And the first thing I do is not mourn their passing as much as thank God for their presence.
Yeah.
And so that's a good thing. So that's what we're going to do today, folks. We're going to connect with some wonderful people, and we're going to talk a little bit about gratitude,
yes,
a little bit about Thanksgiving. And shall we go to work?
Yeah, and our producer, Brian Brock, just emailed us in here. He can communicate a whole bunch of ways. He says, I'm thankful I'm married just because I get two full meals. Thanks for Thanksgiving.
There you go. How about that?
Celebrating with the folks.
Only a guy could say
there
that.
There you go. They're good meals, too. Those Thanksgiving meals, nothing beats it.
I mean,
the turkey and the stuffing and the cranberry sauce.
You almost have to be put on a cart and wheeled out.
Yeah.
There you go. That's right.
Thanks, Brian.
Wear the 36s if you wear a 34 waist. You know? So, but that's a good thing. It's about food. And at least in the wonderful tradition of Catholicism, that's what the Mass is about. It's about food. Here, take and eat. I will be your bread. I will be your wine. I will be your life.
Yes.
This is my body. This is my blood. Take and eat.
Yes.
So it all comes together for me on Thanksgiving, and I'm just blessed for these opportunities.
So we have invited some young adults to talk with us about gratitude and Thanksgiving, and we are going to start with our friend Andrea Senegal. Andrea, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you this morning?
Doing fine.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And Andrea, does rumor have it that I know your mom and dad?
You do.
Oh, my God. I
yes.
know.
There
and
that, you go.
Which means if I know your mom and dad, I also have had the privilege of meeting you and I think your brother.
Yes, you have. Yes,
there you,
you
go.
Have.
See, I'm retrieving. You know, us old guys don't have any short-term memory, but our long-term memory is about spot on, you know. And let me proudly say that your father, Andrew Like, is the director of the Office of African American Catholics here in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Yes, he is. Yes.
And he right now is heavily into promoting the canonization of Augustus Tolton.
Yes, and that is just such an amazing mission that they're on right now.
It really is.
I had the privilege of going on the pilgrimage a couple months ago, and just to be able to walk in his footsteps was just a profoundly life-changing experience.
Yeah, I was with your dad. I was with your dad after that, and he was on a roll. I mean, he was so on a high mm-hmm. on that. And so, folks, I'm going to tell all of us who listen to this Archdiocesan Hour or Relevant Radio. That's let us pray for the canonization of a great, great priest, Father Augustus Tolton. And he's one of us. He's a local guy. And may God bless him. Andrea, Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Think out loud.
Thanksgiving is absolutely my, well, besides Christmas, of course, my favorite holiday. I love to eat. So that's something that I look forward to every year, especially since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And we're all pretty tall people, so, you know, we played sports and everything. And, of course, you know, teenagers have these voracious appetites. And so I just remember piling on the food and stuffing in as many plates as I could. And,
sure.
you know, so, yeah, definitely one of my favorite holidays. And one of the things that we do around our table, instead of just saying a general blessing over the food, we each take turns on sharing something that we're thankful for as part of the blessing. And as a kid, you know, a lot of the things you're thankful for, well, I'm thankful for my dog, I'm thankful for the turkey because it smells good, and, you know. But as I've gotten older and moved into my young adult years, I am so grateful to have my grandparents. They just celebrated 60 years marriage. And
wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, just that alone is just such a blessing. And, and everything that they've seen and the example that they've set for those of us. I'm a newlywed. I just celebrated 2 years.
Great.
So we're thinking, well, I don't even know if we'll make it to 60.
Well, congratulations. Oh, my
thank
goodness.
You.
You'll make it. You'll make it.
If we're still alive by then, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well,
go.
You know, you think your grandparents were, I'm running the numbers here, probably married in 1951, and they are really children of the 40s.
Yeah,
and,
they are.
And they've seen, they saw the world at war. They saw all different kinds of conflicts. They saw the hero of the African-American community gunned down on a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen an African-American become president of the United States. They've had their own joys and struggles. And I'm sure on Thanksgiving, the gratitude they have, you could probably never put in words.
It truly is just, it's invaluable. Like you can't even, cannot put a price on that. It's priceless.
It really is.
Just the insight that they have to offer, it's absolutely inspiring.
Isn't it great that grandparents like that? They're more than grandparents. They become heroes.
Yeah, they truly are.
They inspire us, you know, and they've done nothing different than they've done all of their lives, but all of a sudden, it's our looking at them that is different.
Very much so.
Wow, that's great. Do you have any rituals in your family on Thanksgiving Day? Like, you don't go out and play football in the morning, do you?
No, actually, we don't. Partially, there are only a handful of folks that are even athletic enough to even attempt football. So we we've got a few, but I don't think it's enough for a good game.
There you go.
But yeah, we definitely wake up early, and even now that I'm married, I'll still get up early, go over to my parents' house, and you know, we'll watch the Thanksgiving Day parade while we're getting the food together and everything. My parents always host, and you know, just the preparation time is almost prayerful in and of itself. Just
absolutely
the cleaning and the polishing and the setting of the table, and just you know, and just all the smells, and to see, you know, all these raw ingredients, all the herbs and the spices and everything that just comes together and becomes this meal that we all share. It's the whole day from the time you wake up and the preparation to the time you pass out on the couch from the tryptophan and the turkey.
That's right.
It's all prayerful, and it's all it gives you, it fills you with that sense of gratitude.
And isn't it funny? You can walk into your mom's house on Thanksgiving and your nose says it's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You can smell Thanksgiving.
And it's a very distinct smell, too.
Absolutely.
It doesn't smell like Christmas. It doesn't smell like birthday.
No. It's Thanksgiving. Well, Andrea, thank you. Blessings on you, your husband. I pray that you guys have the best of all marriages, next
thank
to your
you.
Parents, of course, and your grandparents. And thank God. We all have to thank God.
Yes, thank you.
Be blessed. Thank you.
And we're going to a break. We will be right back.
Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Be with us, O Lord, we pray.
In your Spirit, send us on the way to live your truth.
Each night, thousands of families face homelessness in Chicago. Those families aren't just statistics. They're your neighbors, your friends. They could even be part of your own family.
I had lost my job, so I wasn't working, and I had run out of all my savings, so I ended up losing my apartment. And I went to stay with my sister, but she's got this small little itty-bitty condo, so we were all sleeping on the floor. So I started calling around for the housings and everything, and they told me to call Catholic Charities, and it just happened when I got through. Joanne answered the phone, and she goes, you know, you got me just at the right time. We're actually doing interviews right now. You want to come in? And she gave me the whole rundown of everything and how the program works and everything. She goes, is this something you can do? And I looked at her and says, you're offering me a roof over my head, something more than I've got right now. And I'm willing to do anything to keep that roof over my head.
Catholic Charities of Chicago is there to provide a helping hand to the homeless. Find out how to help us help the most needy. Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
And Dr. Kate DeVries and some young adult friends who are sharing their thoughts on gratitude. And just as we begin, we pull together just a few little thoughts and prayers. One is from Melody Beattie, who says, "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend." So on that note, given that this is November and we are moving closer to Thanksgiving, closer to our biggest holidays, Let's continue our conversation, and I believe we have Carrie on the phone. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. Carrie, pronounce your name for us, your full name.
Carrie Wizawati.
Wizawati. Thanks, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie, before we launch into this thing, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
I am originally from Calumet City. I went to Marian Catholic High School and then Northern Illinois University.
Yay! Excellent.
Yes. I just moved up to Elmhurst, Illinois, and I recently just got a job in Palatine working at a park district, running the preschool, teaching dance classes, running all of our youth and senior programs and trips.
Nice. You're hopping. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Do we have Jenny with us, too?
Hi. Yes,
Jenny, good morning. Father Cusick here.
Good morning,
Jenny. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, you have a 219 area code, so my guess is you have crossed the state line into another world.
That's right. I'm in Griffith, Indiana.
Indiana. The great state of Indiana. And what Carrie and Jenny have in common is they know somebody who's special to us, and that's Terry Shelley. Am I correct?
Oh, yes.
Terry,
yes.
Terry's also a graduate of
Marian Catholic,
yes. Isn't he? Yeah,
yes.
That's great. Thanksgiving, ladies. If I put that word out and put it in your head, what kicks in when you hear that word? Thanksgiving Day 2011.
And Carrie, why don't we start with you?
This year will be the first year that we are breaking tradition in our family. We usually go down the block and have a huge Thanksgiving with like 20 to 30 people, and we always stand around and hold hands and say what we're thankful for. It's basically like big shared prayer.
Sure.
But this year we are starting a new tradition because we have more marriages with the cousins, so we're going to Cincinnati. So it'll be a whole tradition being started with the family. So we'll be waking up Thanksgiving morning and running a 10K for charity and then having Thanksgiving with the family.
That's terrific. So that will be new.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you leave on Wednesday?
I work Wednesday. We do a camp for all the kids that don't have school Wednesday. So I'll actually be working Wednesday night, and I'll be leaving late, heading to Indy to pick up my brother, who's in dental school at IU, and then driving to Cincinnati.
That's good. Now, you don't you don't charge your brother too high of cab fees, do you?
Okay. I make him cook me food.
All right, that's good. That's a good meal.
Carrie, you a good thing you've got a lot of energy.
Yes.
That is a packed Thanksgiving day.
Uh-huh.
And Jenny, what does Thanksgiving Day look like for you?
Oh, my goodness. It'll basically just be in Crown Point with my good family. And we have a very small family, but it's a very, very close family. So I'm very thankful to have them in my life. They've just made me better people. And over time, we've grown closer. And it's such a nice thing to have family who's always there for you and always supports you. So it'll be quiet, but it'll be nice and a very nice day.
Carrie and Jenny, when you see the word Thanksgiving, and maybe you look around the table this year or in past years, what is it about gratitude that comes out of you? What are the things that, I mean, somebody once said to me, you can have the worst day of your life, and some days can be pretty bad for a lot of people, and yet we still seem to find things for which we are grateful. What about you guys? What sort of goes through your head in terms of gratitude, Thanksgiving, as you approach in 8 days this great feast?
Well, if you'd want me to go first, I'm not sure.
Anybody. No. Think out loud.
For me, I've actually been reflecting a lot on my life lately, just as a whole, and I've realized that I have such a strong foundation of faith, and that is mostly, it has been started by my parents, and I'm just so thankful for them because they're such great teachers. I've been blessed with, like, two of the best teachers you could ever ask for.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and they've really, and they allowed me to go to Catholic schools, and they've given me everything I've ever needed, and so for me, that's what comes to mind, and also just how my faith has grown, like, especially in recent years, you know, like, just being open to, like, what God wants for my life, and even recently, I felt like a calling to write a book, actually, on my life and, like, my spiritual journey and kind of, like, where God has taken me, so I'm kind of beginning I'm in the very preliminary stages of that book, but it's something that I feel called to do, and I'm just grateful that I feel like I know what God wants me to do, because for so long I just didn't know.
And for many young adults, that is a hard, hard place to be. I mean, that's something that a lot of people don't get to very easily.
Right.
So that's a blessing.
Yes,
that's
sure
great.
Is.
Carrie, how about you?
I have been also, like Jenny, going through a lot of life changes, moving and getting a new job and all those kinds of things. I think that I always go back to Cairo's messages going, you know, everything happens for a reason. And even when, you know, last week I got rear-ended and it's like, oh, well, you know, oh my gosh, I got rear-ended, but it's like, this happens for a reason. You know, maybe this brought people together, or maybe this is, you know, something that God just needed to happen so that I recognize what is positive in my life and go home and look at, oh, thank gosh, you know, nothing worse happened, and I can still be thankful for my job and my family and all the support that they give me on a daily basis. My dad works for the Catholic cemeteries, and, you know, any time that we start to, oh, I don't know what to do, I don't know, he's like, you always have to look back. You have to look back at your faith. You have to look back at your family. And, you know, they're the ones who are always there for you. They're the ones who are always going to get you through. And I think in all parts of, especially in Chicago, all the Catholic, you know, groups and, you know, going to Marian and going to Theology on Tap and whatnot has just brought that, you know, thankfulness of my base and traditions and family and friends even more in the forefront as I'm moving further away from them and seeing how those connections still find their way through my life on a daily basis.
That's terrific, and that's what it's all about, you know. To me, Thanksgiving always brings us down to the fundamentals. Family, friends, the way we've been blessed in a variety of ways. And as you said, even with all the changes, you know, going on in your life, we can stop all of that and simply say, I'm just so grateful. And nothing more need be said. There's something powerful about that to me. It's just life. It's life in its most fundamental form. You know, we don't have to have any skills. All we have to do is look around and say, thank you, Lord, how blessed I feel.
And I think both of you have helped us to name it that our faith helps us make connections between what's happening in our daily lives and the things that are most important. And it's such a joy to be able to look back on situations and family members and what we've been taught, what we've learned through our Catholic tradition, our beliefs, and know that God is with us through it all. You know, and there is so much to be thankful for. Well, ladies, it's been a joy connecting with you. These things are way too short, but we wish you all the best in everything that you're up to and a very wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You
thank
too.
You too.
And travel safely, Carrie and Jenny. God bless you. Thanksgiving to everybody. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And we are going to continue with some more reflections on gratitude and Thanksgiving when we return. You are listening to Relevant Radio right here on 950 AM, and we'll be right back.
Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Help unwrap the holiday spirit this season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to help children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit. Sponsor a family, donate a toy, or volunteer with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
Have life, the glorious night.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries, and we are talking about Thanksgiving and gratitude. And one more prayer, and this one comes from the Indian tradition on giving thanks. When you arise in the morning, give thanks for the morning light, for your life and strength. Give thanks for your food and the joy of living. If you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault lies in yourself. So the moral of that one is, let's be positive, everybody. Let's always look around and be grateful for the wonderful gifts we've been given.
You know, when you think about it, to say thanks is a positive thing. You can't be angry. I'm thankful today. It just,
incongruous.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, folks, when you think about it, you know, that it's a positive statement about life.
Yeah.
And let's never forget that the word thanks in the Greek language is the word Eucharist, Eucharistion. And I think that's the genius of Christ. Here, take and eat. Give thanks. I will be with you all your days. I mean, it's all connected. You can't be angry and bitter and give thanks.
Yeah.
You know, it's all pure grace. It's love flowing from us to the world in which we live, to those who love us.
And when you stop to give thanks, I think your attitude changes automatically anyway. If you're not already in that space of gratitude, you become there. And I see it best when I'm with little children. They are just so joyful and so playful, and it just lifts my heart and lifts my spirit always being around children. So, and I don't have those responsibilities of caring for them all day long, so it's a little easier for me to take delight in them and then go home and be at peace with myself. But anyway.
My cousin Madeline, who will be hosting as she does on Thanksgiving, I've become the old bachelor.
Okay.
Her daughter has got three little kids, and they're boys, and they have only got two speeds, off and on.
And it's high energy when they are on, Father Cusick, is that the way it is?
I've never seen the off switch.
And wow.
If they're there at Thanksgiving, which is a blessing, I'm exhausted.
Wow, and they're everywhere.
They
are.
I mean, honest to God, they're into everything, you know, and it's just amazing. I cannot imagine how parents do it.
All day long with these same three bodies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. No. And then all night long. Oh, yeah. My goodness. 24/7.
So I've discovered, folks, that when we tell children and little kids in the afternoon, let's take a nap, it's got nothing to do with kids. Mom or dad need a break. So
get me out of here. All right. So continuing our conversation on gratitude, and aren't we grateful for all of our little ones, we have with us on the phone Lori Adler. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. And Lori, you're over in Indiana as well, I'll bet.
Yes, I'm in Crown Point, which is about 35 minutes from downtown Chicago, so not too far, just across the border.
You know, Lori, for those of us, you know, who work in the Archdiocese of Chicago, people fail to realize parts of Indiana, like Crown Point and Munster, are closer to downtown than half the parishes in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Right.
I mean, you're like a suburb of Chicago and you're in another state.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, that's for sure. That's for sure. Chicagoland is spreading out, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's going and it's gonna keep growing further and further away.
There you go.
Yep.
Terrific.
Lori, tell us just a little bit about yourself. Who is Lori Adler?
I'm in my 30s and I'm not from this area. I actually have been here about 5 years. I'm from Evansville, Indiana, which is southern Indiana by Kentucky. And what brought me here was my boyfriend, who I met 6 years ago, is from this area. He grew up in Dyer, Indiana, which is another town nearby. And I decided to move up here, and we bought a house in Crown Point. And it's an old farmhouse, and we're fixing that up. And what got me started with young adult ministry was I belong to St. Mary's Catholic Church in Crown Point.
Sure.
And Theology on Tap was kind of what got me started there. And it's kind of, you know, grown me into meeting all the different people in Chicago and Indiana. And so that's kind of what got me here. I work part-time out of my home. I'm a public relations specialist for a company called Employment Options, and we help people who are on disability benefits for Social Security return to the workforce and find employment and employment resources to help them find a suitable job. And that's the gist of it.
it's got to be so needed today. Let's get people working, particularly those who struggle.
Yes. You know? I was actually a client of the company I work for. I have a disability, and I was actually a client first, so it's been very rewarding as far as, like, we're talking about today, gratitude, to be able to turn around and give back in the way that they gave, you know, help to me. And so it's kind of been an amazing experience to be able to do that, you know, for people in a similar situation.
And Laurie, you just said something which just triggered in my head when you said the gratitude, the ability to give back. Thanks and gratitude is not just a word to say. It's an action to be lived.
Exactly.
You know, and here you are, you know, you're a client of a company, and things sort of fall your way and say, okay, now it's my turn.
Right. And I prayed a long time. I needed to work from home just because of my health issues, and I had mainly done customer service, and you're on the phone all day, and it was very stressful. And then all of a sudden, the president said, well, I've kind of had my eye on you, and I really think, you know, you could work for me, and it's just really fallen into place. So I kind of made it my goal, you know, if, you know, God got me to this position, I feel I need to return the favor and try to help others the same way, because I've been there.
Isn't that amazing?
In the same situation. So it's amazing how, you know, things... Yeah. Can sometimes be a little low, and then eventually over time turns around, you know, for the positive.
Now, Laurie, on Thanksgiving Day, how do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Usually we go to my mother-in-law's house, and she lives in DeMont, Indiana, which is a little bit south of here. And we usually have lunch with all his family, Brad's family and friends.
Okay.
He has two sisters and then two stepsisters, and they all have and then some of them have kids. So it's a good time for all of us to get together. Some of us live a little further away, so it gives us an opportunity to see each other and see how big the kids have gotten. It's just, I love Thanksgiving. It's just an amazing day.
Isn't it? Yeah, it really is. Well, what makes you like it so much?
I think it's a time, I think, before Advent, but it just reminds us to kind of stop, and it's the season of fall and winter where things are changing. It just reminds me of a day just to stop and just, because we get so caught up in responsibilities and tasks and the busy life we lead in today's world, and I think it just reminds us that what's important most in life is your faith and your family, and to me, there's really nothing more important than that. I think we take it for granted sometimes that, oh, you know, everyone will be here tomorrow, and we're not always promised that. So for me, it's just a day of just, you know, not being lazy, but just, you know, taking a day and sitting around with family and sharing a meal together.
Yeah.
It just doesn't get much better than that.
And the funny thing, we're doing those kind of things less and less. Because we're, you know, we're scattered everywhere. And,
right.
We don't have the time we once did, and
right.
I just think that's the great thing about stopping. We are stopping to do what our grandparents or great-grandparents did on a regular basis.
Exactly. We really should have Thanksgiving all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, it's sad that we only see our family on the holidays few times a year. I think it's just a reminder that, you know, that's what's important. We need to stop, and not just on Thanksgiving, but be thankful for them and their gift every day.
Well, Laurie, keep giving thanks with your job and helping other people to be touched by the Spirit of the Lord. And may you and all who you break bread with on Thanksgiving Day be blessed.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thank you.
And we're going to go to break. We will be right back.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries. We hope that you are having a very grateful morning, a thankful experience with us, and we thank you for joining us. We are talking today about gratitude and Thanksgiving, and we've had some wonderful young adult guests help us to flesh that out a little bit, and now we are moving on to our next one. Father Cusick,
now,
you
Kate,
want to introduce him?
Yes, about 3 weeks ago, after celebrating Sunday Mass, there was a young man standing on my left shoulder, and sort of waited for everybody to go by, and he introduced himself, and he said, I'd like to, can we ever get together, maybe have breakfast? I'd like to learn a little bit about you and your work, and tell you a little bit about some of the things that I'm into. And it was only a couple days later, I think, Frank, that we had breakfast, wasn't it? Frank, was it a couple of days after we first met that we had breakfast together?
Well, you know, John, I've been coming to St. Pat's for a little over a year, and so I think maybe I felt like I had known you for months.
that's the problem. You know, those of us who are clergy, because you guys look at one person, I have to look at 800.
That's right. The odds are in my favor, for
right.
sure.
And Frank Berg is our guest. And Frank, when we had breakfast, I blew you off the other day, and you know that. I owe you another breakfast because I had a meeting which came up, and I figured, well, if I got to choose between the two, I'd rather have breakfast with Frank, to be very honest with you. But the politics of life said you better go in the other direction. But Frank, you've come to Chicago. You came out of Cincinnati, am I right?
That's right. I grew up in Cincinnati, yeah.
And you're working for a green company in downtown Chicago.
Yep.
But what fascinated me, and this is the part of your background that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet. But folks, Frank is a part of in president of the Great Lakes or Midwest area, of a thing called Engineers Without Borders. Frank, what's that about? Your background is you're an engineer, am I correct?
That's right. Yeah, I'm an electrical engineer.
Electrical engineer. Okay.
Yeah, and as you said, I'm the president of the Great Lakes region of Engineers Without Borders USA. I've been involved with the organization for about 6 years now, which happens to be about 25% of my life.
Wow!
And so, what we do is we partner with communities in the developing world, and we implement community-driven infrastructure and engineering projects.
Wow!
What's cool about that is that we're not coming in with some solution that we're trying to peddle. We're not trying to become somebody's technical salvation. We're listening to the community and what it is that they need. If it's drinking water, then that's what we'll do.
Sure.
If it's a new school, we can bring on a structural engineer. We can talk about a school. So I've been involved in a handful of projects, and I've worked in countries like Guatemala, El Salvador, Malawi, Haiti.
Mm. Wow.
What
turned you on to this?
Well, you know, I was an undecided sophomore in college, and I was majoring in my declared major was computer engineering, just because I thought high tech stuff was cool.
And it is.
And I don't know anything about it.
It turns out. High-tech stuff being cool isn't enough to get through prerequisites in physics and calculus. So
there you go.
Something to keep in mind. So what I ended up, basically I was really kind of soul searching. I was thinking about switching into social work or kind of taking some other direction. And I met actually a grad student at the time in environmental engineering who did his undergrad at Marquette, which was one of the early adopters of Engineers Without Borders, and they had programs in Guatemala already. They were building bridges, and this guy, as a grad student, couldn't believe that my alma mater, Washington University in St. Louis, didn't have Engineers Without Borders group yet. So you know, the two of us, it was kind of the rest is history. For the two of us, it was a no-brainer to start an organization like this. And for me, mm-hmm. I no longer needed to switch into social work to connect with people. You know, it's pretty obvious to say maybe, but non-obvious for a college sophomore that, you know, when technology divorces itself from real human needs, then becomes an end unto itself.
Absolutely.
It's not a service to people, but you know, engineers, I think we like to tell ourselves that we're improving the quality of life, and therefore it needs to be a service to people. So reconnecting to folks in need really saved my engineering career.
Sure.
It's the reason I'm an engineer, and it's been a driving force in my professional life ever since.
And Frank, if I'm not mistaken, you have a real spiritual motivation that drives you on as well to connect these different parts of your life. Am I right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, for sure. I think... Well, I mean, anything that we do, whether you're a teacher or a doctor or whatever, it's about you know, finding opportunities to reflect back, you know, something bigger than this earth, you know, and to show for me, it's a preferential option for the poor in engineering.
Okay.
It's reconnecting, you know, what we know to be true, that you know, social justice is a focal point, and to apply that in a technical realm in ways that, sure, I haven't seen done before.
And out of the language structure, listening to you, out of the language structure that that I've been using over the years, this is really what you call the convergence of faith and work.
Absolutely.
And you're amazingly lucky. Not everybody can do that. And you take your giftedness and your skill and your talent, and instead of, like you said, making it an entity unto itself, you see how that it can become a service module to really build up people.
Absolutely.
That's a powerful thing. All right, Frank, on Thanksgiving, what's going to happen in your life?
Well, my birthday is the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday,
oh,
early.
Oh, my God.
Very cool.
All kinds of good things are happening. I'll be up in a small town called Elmira, New York, and both of my parents are from there, so I'm going to do Thanksgiving lunch with one grandmother and Thanksgiving dinner with the other. So it'll be a fun day.
That'll be wonderful. And, of course, grandparents will spoil their grandson, particularly the day after his birthday.
That's for sure.
Frank, when you hear the word Thanksgiving or gratitude, what moves through you? For what, you know, for what are you grateful right now? Or that you see you put before yourself and your God this year on Thanksgiving 2011?
You know, I'm thankful for community in a very real way. You know, I've been in Chicago just a little bit over a year, and you know, it's a big place. There's kind of a little fish in a big pond feeling. Having been here a year and now living in a great community, an intentional Christian community with six of my close friends, and kind of having a place to call home, and having a lot of different you know, opportunities,
sure,
to connect, Engineers Without Borders being one of them. I think I feel I feel a sense of home in Chicago. I think I obviously feel a sense of home with my family out in New York. I think that'll be a Thanksgiving message for me this year.
Terrific. Frank, we're scheduled to have Break Bread on the last Tuesday morning in November. And until then, be blessed, give thanks, and happy birthday.
Thanks, Father John.
God bless
you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we will return with more of The Light Show in just a moment.
This year, on November 26th and 27th, the Catholic Church all over the United States will begin celebrating the Mass using the English translation of the third edition of the Roman Missal. In much of the prayers, responses, and acclamations, this English translation will no doubt sound a bit different from what we're currently used to in the Mass. The question is, are you ready for these new words? The Office for Divine Worship invites you to a two-hour session of information and reflection, Praying the New Missal Texts, a workshop for all Catholics. There are several sessions scheduled through early November. For dates, times, and locations of the remaining workshops, go to www.odw.org or call 312-534-5153. Don't miss this opportunity for exploring the English translation of the third edition of the Roman Missal. Go to www.odw.org or call 312-534-5153.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries. We are from the Young Adult Ministry Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We are the Catholic Church's outreach to those in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And if that is you, we welcome you and we'd love to connect with you at any of the upcoming events, anything that's going on. We'd love to have you join our website and just see what's happening for you. There's all sorts of resources. We have a wonderful calendar of events that explains things happening for people in their 20s and 30s. And if you are the parent or grandparent or friend of a young adult, please let them know who we are. They can jump onto our website, yamchicago.org. That stands for Young Adult Ministry, yamchicago.org, and learn about us and give us their contact information so we can reach out to them.
Now, Kate, I'm going to share a little secret with you because I've had my my iPad up here, and I'm not really too technological.
Yeah, he
folks.
Says that, everyone. He's pretty technologically
and
savvy.
So I've been emailing back and forth with our next guest, Nick Byrne, emailing as you have been speaking.
Yeah.
So I will hear
He's
Nick.
He's a good double-tasker, multitasker.
So, Nick, I'll hear about this when we get off the air and we're in the car.
The whole car ride, man.
You weren't paying attention to every word I said.
Good morning, Nicholas. I am very kind and gracious, though.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you two this morning?
Doing
We're doing
fine,
well.
Thank you.
And folks, I met Nick. He probably would have another story, but one of the great things about the clergy in morning mass, I walk out, I say mass on Tuesday mornings at Old St. Patrick's Church, and it's downtown Chicago, and you have people coming off the train and every other kind of thing. And you walk out and say, "The Lord be with you." Now, you don't necessarily know everybody. It's people are coming and going and going and coming. But I know where everybody sits. And Nick would always sit, this young guy would always sort of sit and stand and pray on my left side in a pew about halfway down, a little past half, right on the aisle. Well, all of a sudden, one day, he's in the wrong place.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Nick,
right.
What happened?
Yeah, and I had to call him after Mass, and I said, "Hey, pal,
dude,
you're in the wrong place." So make
yeah,
sure.
I guess that's what I get from being young and standing out like that, I guess, unfortunately.
That's right, you know. But, Nick, good morning. We're glad you're with us. And you work for Turner Construction. What do you do in downtown Chicago?
What I do for Turner is I am a project manager for them. And basically what I do is I oversee projects, interior projects that we do throughout this city and also in some suburb towns. We take a space that's existing, we'll demo it and reconfigure how the architect and owner wants it to be.
Wow. Okay. How's the business climate right now? I mean, everybody's holding their breath.
What? Yeah, it's very competitive. We're cautiously we cautiously see a incline in the market.
Okay.
On our side with projects ramping up.
There.
There's definitely the work is out there. There's definitely work out there. It's just difficult in getting the work.
Okay.
Setting yourself apart from your competition to win the work.
Sure. Because people have told me that when the architects have work and the construction people have work, that's a sign that things are getting better.
Correct, yes.
Because you guys, you're on the first wave, and you were probably the first ones hit by what was coming for a lot of other people. All of a sudden, the work dried up. And, well, that's a good barometer for us. Now, Nick, the other thing that's, you volunteer your time for a youth ministry program. Am I correct?
That is correct, yes.
Why would you do that?
The reason why I do that is to give back in a sort of, in kind of a sense, because I know what I went through when I was at high school age.
Okay.
And I try to help, those that are in high school now, that are struggling with their faith, that are surrounded by a faith community, but may not see the benefits of that now.
Right.
Through college and just seeing the good and bad ways, seeing, you know what, I wish I would have known this when I was in high school.
There you go.
Well, now I have an opportunity to explain that to teenagers that are in high school, and I could tell them, you know what, it's going to be okay. Even though you're not the star athlete or you're not the most popular kid in school, it is okay. You will make it, and it's not the end of the world for you.
Well, and I think, you know, Nick, the important thing, too, is I think in so many churches, people who mentor young people could be old enough to be their parents, and they don't need another parent. They need young people like you who've got that own, like you said, that's in your memory bank, and you know the value of it. And Our faith sort of drives you on a little bit. Am I right?
Yeah, it's great. The foundation created by Becky Turlop at St. Patrick's is just a wonderful program that we have for these teenagers. It really has about 12 young adults involved, and we really connect with the teens, and the teens connect with us to really promote that. Because if you remember. As a teenager, the last thing you want to do is be bossed around by another, adult figure like your parents. But so having a young adult group to kind of, talk with them serious things and just kind of goof around, they really connect to that and respond.
What, Nick, when you look at teenagers today, and, you're not that much, you're at least a decade older, but not that much, how are they different today than when you were their age? Or do you see a difference?
Yeah, I think they're smarter. Hmm. And smarter in the sense of they have a lot of knowledge at their fingertips, which could be used good and bad. But I feel like the kids that I see deal with, they have a very good head on their shoulders. Their parents do a very good job. The parents do a good job raising them, and with this program, we show them the Catholic social teaching and teach that to them, and they have an understanding of the world that they live in and the impact that they can have.
Sure.
And even though that they are, better off than a lot of people, they understand the blessings that they have been given, and they realize that other people don't have the same blessings that they've been giving, and how they can affect that. And then when I was 15, 16, 17 years old, I could care less about anybody else but myself.
Yeah.
So in that aspect, they just understand it, and they have a confidence about that.
Wow. That's a pretty powerful thing. What you're offering them is another dimension to their life. Would that be a fair assessment? Yeah, that would be cool. Nick, let's jump here a second.
Okay.
I'm going to say the word Thanksgiving. Two things. One, what are the traditions in the Nick Byrne clan? And two, when you hear the word Thanksgiving, for what are the things, where does gratitude, gratefulness, and thanks, what's that about for you this year?
What that means for me this year is being appreciative of the place that I live in, the town that I live in, the people I'm surrounded by on a daily basis, my girlfriend, my family, my coworkers, things happen around us, good and bad, but the people I surround myself with, the people around me, really helped me get through tough times and also make the beautiful times that much more enjoyable.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful. What are there traditions? Where will you spend Thanksgiving?
I will spend Thanksgiving at my girlfriend's family's place for the first time.
Okay. So is your family local or are they someplace else in our country?
My family is local. Emily's family, my girlfriend, she grew up in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay.
So we'll be flying there and then we'll be coming back Sunday mornings to actually do a tradition that the Byrne family, my father's side, does. The whole family gets together for a pancake breakfast.
Wow.
It's been happening ever, for like basically 25 years, 30 years, ever since my grandma raised all of her children and got her own job. She decided to give thanks to her family and take them out to a special meal, and this kind of grew into our tradition of meeting with everyone, having food, and then going back and setting up Christmas lights after Thanksgiving.
There you go. Well, Nick, thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for giving back to the next generation of people a sense of faith and a sense of their own life and integrity. I hope you and Emily travel safely to the Twin Cities, and I hope on Sunday after Thanksgiving, you stuff yourself with pancakes and thank God for the blessings that family has given you in your life. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Go with God. Bye-bye.
And everyone, we are listening to The Light Show, again put on by the Archdiocese of Chicago's Radio and Television Office. Brian Brock is producing the show for us today. And a little bit about an upcoming happening through our office. Father John Cusick and Father Michael Sparrow, a good friend of ours who happens to be a Jesuit. He created Charis Ministries and now is working at Bellarmine Retreat Center. Father Cusick and Father Sparrow are joining forces for a day called Longing for the Light. It's practicing hope in times of discouragement. It's an Advent day of prayer. So
that's going to be a wonderful day. I'd love to work with Father Sparrow.
Mark your calendar. They're both very, very gifted men in our diocese, everybody. It'll certainly be a joy. That's going to happen on Saturday, December 10th, from 9 o'clock until 4-ish, a day loaded with... December 3rd. I'm sorry. I'm getting my dates off today.
Goodness.
Yeah. Saturday, December 3rd, everyone. From 9 until 4, we hope to be with you then. The day will be filled with some good preaching, some good music, some good time to reflect with one another, a good time to be with your peers, and kind of sink into what the season of Advent is all about. So,
and folks, December 3rd, what a great time for young adults just to let's chill out for a while. Let's just be still. We're moving into a really busy time of the year, but it's all about Christmas. It's about the coming of Christ. I think we need to focus that a little bit, and maybe that's why Father Sparrow has titled this Longing for the Light. And what's the light? It's the light of the world. And as Kate said, good preaching, good music, some scripture, some good time to share and talk with one another, get our head on straight, and then march fearlessly into the anticipation of the Christmas season. So it's going to be at Lewis Towers. You're going to find it on our website, which is
yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago.org. And also there you will find upcoming events on our calendar of events. Just click right on. You'll see all sorts of wonderful things happening in the Archdiocese of Chicago. You're always welcome to call us by phone, the old-fashioned way. We'd love to have a conversation with you. That number is 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473.
And email?
An email is yam@yamchicago.org. All sorts of ways to reach us.
Now this is our chance to say thank you. And we give thanks for this ability to communicate over these airwaves. And we pray that everybody will have a blessed Thanksgiving. God bless.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you. So that all might have life, have your life.
stars to shine, radiant with your glory.